There is such a life that never dies. A life that is ever fresh. A life that is directed. And a life filled with possibilities. There is a life through the Holy Spirit, the life of God resident within us. Join Prophet Cherub Obadari of the Spirit Life Cherubim and Seraphim Church as we journey through the Word into understanding the life in Christ. This is the Spirit Life Cherubim and Seraphim Church, where we live the Word of God by proofs.
In case you are forgotten, I want to remind you that you are in October. And listen to me, 10 months is not a small journey. All the provisions, the protections, the love the Lord has shown you, all the journeys you have embarked upon, can you in 1 minute be grateful to God? Can you in 1 minute be grateful to God? Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name.
Anansiale.
Sing it.
Anansiale.
Let it come from your heart. The sacrifice of your lips. Awesome God. Amen. Father, we bless you. We will forever be grateful to you. Thank you, Father. Bring your word to us with great understanding. Change our lives. Give us testimonies. In Jesus' name we pray. Give Jesus a big hand. Have your seat. Let me celebrate the choir for that wonderful rendition. God bless you, choir. Amen. I want to welcome everyone with Jesus' joy this morning. I want to welcome you to the first Sunday in the month of October. This month is on a series. I trust the Lord wants us to learn to prepare us for the forthcoming year, and that by this principle we'll be able to capture or bring into accomplishment or into reality all that the Lord has for us even within the year 2022. So it is important that you follow, very, very important, what I'm going to be taking you this morning. And I have in church today my in-law in church today. I want you to celebrate me. Mrs. John, the eldest sister of my wife. Celebrate Jesus. We welcome you, ma. God bless you. So happy to have you around. Hallelujah. And so, I'm going to be taking us on a series I titled The Price of Obedience. The Price of Obedience. Or you can say the principles of obedience. The price or the principles of obedience. Please, I'd like you to follow me. This message will help you to look back and see where you have been missing out something and help you to recover before the year runs out and prepare you for the year. That's the objective of this message. To help you look back and check your steps and see how you can adjust that even within these 3 months that you can still bring into reality that which God has for you by understanding and putting to work the principle of obedience. Glory to God. Joshua chapter 1. And verse 7 and 8. Be strong and be courageous. Obey all the laws of Moses. Obey all the laws Moses gave you. Do not turn away from them, and you will be successful in everything you do. Please follow me. Verse 8. Study this book of the law continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then you will succeed. I'm reading in the NLT version. Give me here, what version is it? Give me verse 7, amplify. Verse 7, give me verse 7. Yeah. Okay, you are giving me the same translation, okay? Now, this is the word of God to Joshua after the mantle was given unto him and he was mandated to take the children of Israel to the promised land. And this is Moses talking to him. Be strong. I mean, he had an encounter with the Lord and the Lord was talking to him. He said, be strong and very courageous. Obey the laws Moses gave you. Do not turn away from them and you will be successful in everything you do. How will he not turn away from the law or from the book? How will he not turn away? Verse 8 explains it. Study this book of the law continually. One of the ways not to turn away is to keep the book in focus. Meditate on it day and night so you may be sure to obey all that is written in it. Only then you will succeed. Only then you will succeed. It means one of the greatest challenges of man today is disobedience. The reason for failures, the reason for disappointments that we have in life is just that we have chosen to do things our own way. And, you know, the only thing God have requested of man, only one thing God have requested of man. Only one thing. Obedience. Somebody say obedience. Only one thing. God didn't ask for much. Didn't ask too much. All that God had done for man, built a garden, everything man will need. God did not ask him anything. Just obedience. Just nothing more. Just for him to obey. One instruction, just one. God didn't ask for much. He created everything he would ever need, did everything for him, and asked him to obey one instruction. And it applies to us today that God is not asking anything from you. Let me tell you what. Say, God is not asking you for nothing but obedience. I'm telling you the truth. The only demand of God on your life is obedience. The only thing God is asking from you. Nothing more, nothing less. Obedience. Somebody say obedience. I can't hear you say obedience. But we have chosen not to obey. It's a great challenge we have today. People don't want to obey God. And so, Adam decided to go his path, and the consequence became eternal. But thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Celebrate the gift of salvation. And let me tell you something. The greatest obedience you have ever expressed to God is the obedience to the salvation. That you responded, in fact, obedience to the call of salvation as far as God is concerned, that is obedience. Yeah. That's the greatest thing you have done in your life, to obey the call unto repentance. Because when Adam disobeyed, the Bible says all men that came after him fall into the consequence of his action. But for as many who obey the call unto salvation, escape the eternal damnation that should have followed. Because the Bible says we're all dead in our sins. Say, but God, who is rich in mercy. I love that. Somebody say, God is rich in mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy, for the love that he has loved us, he had quickened us together with Christ. God, who is rich. But listen to me. Despite the richness of his mercy, he cannot break his principle for you. One of the things we have not been taught for so long in church, we have been taught love. We have been taught the grace of God. But we have not been taught that the word cannot break. The principle of the word of God will not break for you. It won't bend it for you. Glory to God. God will not. It doesn't matter who you are. He did not bend it for Moses. Moses was supposed to speak to the rock. He hit the rock. Listen, the Bible recorded Moses as the meekest man. God did not consider his meekness again. Because he cannot break the wall, even for himself. Psalm 138, he says, God has exalted his word above his name. Even him will not break the word for himself. Did God love you? Yes, he does. Unending love, unconditional love. Oh my God. But his principle, it will not break for anyone. And you see, many of us, we grew with the understanding and the knowledge of the fact that I am loved by God. I am in your love of God. You keep breaking his principles, going against his word. He loves you. It is the principle of the word that says he loves you. But that same principle is against him loving you and you going against his will. Praise God. Come on, I say praise God. So I would like you to follow me as if you have never heard about obedience before. That is how I like you to listen to this message. As if you have never heard about obedience before. So, obedience is God's only demand. Write it down. God's only demand from humanity. The only thing God, and please, I like you to write. God's, the only thing God have asked from the creation of man till the redemption of man. He has not asked nothing till now. The only thing he's asking you,
all the books of the prophets, the synoptics, the teachings of the epistles, one thing is the demand upon all of those writings, the prophecies, the precepts, the law, is that the man will obey, nothing more. All of that is useless if obedience is not coming from us. Holy Spirit, help me. God bless man. There's nothing we have asked of God that God has not given us. And you see, let me explain to you what obedience means to God. Obedience is your proof of love to Him. God knows I love Him. No. It's not mouth. There's a song people used to sing, "One Year in Oshie." It is in the principle of the Word of God. That you love God is in obedience, is the proof of honor to God, is obedience. It's not coming to church and say, "Agbara burugu, Olorun ag." That's not honor. Honor is not using Yoruba traditional chants to sing to God. That's not honor. Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. These people, with their mouths, they worship me. He said, but they did not honor me. My honor is not in their hearts. He was talking through Prophet Malachi. He said, a son honor his father. A daughter honor her mother. Where is my hope from you? Yes. So it's the act of obedience. By all means, by all standard. And it's something we are too far away from. And anytime God gives me a message, it's shaping us as a church. I want you to know that. I don't know who is treading on a path. The Bible says there's a path that seems right. To you, you think you are doing well. Unto a man, the end of it thereof. Let me tell you, that path is a path of disobedience. There's a path that seems right. Everybody talk to you about, I know what I'm doing. I'm a graduate. You will show me how many person degree has helped to heaven. Or degree fought your spiritual battles. There's a part that looks like you are, everything is okay. Prophecy come. Don't do it. You say, I will do it. Don't marry her. That's the will of God for me. I will marry. Through mentorship, through leadership, by the giftings, by the ministry of the Holy Ghost, trying to point you to the path. There's a way that seems right. It looks, everything about it look okay. Only God. The end of it is destruction. That part is called the part of obedience. The part of disobedience. The part of disobedience is the part when the devil wants to destroy you. He makes everything look okay when you're on that part. In fact, he gives you scripture to back it up. That's one thing I have seen in our generation. Scripture quoting in disobedience. When he wanted Jesus to disobey the principle of the word of God, he quoted the scripture back to him. He said, jump! Jump! When you jump, he has said he will not allow your feet to strike. He will give his angels. Another person will take that scripture. And in disobedience, he will jump. I have seen catastrophe in the life of believers holding a scripture in disobedience. And they will tell you, I have peace because I found the scripture. I don't know what you're doing right now, but listen to me. This is a prophetic message for you that you can still be helped. In this next 3 months, God can still look for a way to help you and make you recover things you have lost to disobedience and the hardness of heart. I recover. In my relationship with people, I meet my siblings, my son in the Lord, my daughters in the Lord. As a father, as a brother, one thing I have observed. In all my journey talking to people, I have observed one of the reasons people fail One reason they never get to where God wants them to be is nothing but disobedience. Nothing. But I have found out in my little experience, you call somebody and say, this is the path. How can God speak to you and tell someone? I had a revelation and I called him. I said, a lady is trying to plan a pregnancy for you. It doesn't matter if you are the owner or not, but you were. God showed it to me. And as a spiritual father, I called him. I said, don't. I told him, I said, who do you want to marry? Bring her to me. I'm going to pray for you. If you don't have a father, I will stand as a father. Let's go. He was looking at me as if I didn't know what I'm doing. There's a path that seems right. I can't forget, I was talking to him when I was in my church. And I was telling him, I said, Pastor. Hey, Pastor. Tell you, Pastor. Few months later, I was called to appear in police station. You know, my pain about talking to people is that they are coming. You that you want them, you will still be able to bear the burden. The burden, you know, that's my greatest pain, talking to people, is that when the chase is down, you will still bear part of the pain. That's my greatest pain. And I appeared in this police station as if God wanted me to know what has happened. And it was a case of assault. And from assault, we discovered that it has led to a lady said he's pregnant for him. And the prophecy came alive before him again. He looked at me, I looked at him. My son, listen to my word. Pay attention. Many of us will not be where we are if only you only take this simple principle. Just obey. God have not asked us for too much. One thing I can tell you, the entire precepts, the teachings of epistles in the synoptics, all is one thing. All is one thing. Asking for one thing, that man will obey, nothing more. All the dreams you are having, all the prophetic instruction is that you will obey, nothing more. And let me tell you something, if you remove obedience, you don't have relationship with God. Remove obedience from the equation, you don't have a relationship. Yes, do you speak in tongues? I clap for you, I applaud you for your tongues. Oh, you professor, I applaud you for the gift of prophecy. You are a preacher, I applaud you. But let me tell you something. In all of those activities, remove obedience from the equation. You don't have a relationship with God. You don't. You don't have a relationship with God. Obedience is a matter of concern before God. It's a obedient before God is more than giftings. Keep your money, sir. What he wants from you is obedience. Keep your talent. Keep your service. Your service amount to nothing before God. You are in church. You clean the church. You are the first person to open the gate. You are the last person to leave. God is saying that is nothing. If you wear obedience and act of service, obedience carry weightier value before God than service. But one of the things we like to take solace in service. Wumi, bi mosheshe wajure baba. And I'm going to show you the scripture. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22. 1 Samuel 15, 22. Very important. Samuel said, as the Lord has a great delight in both offering and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey. Somebody say to obey is better. Come on, say to obey is better. You are not obedient enough. Say to obey is better. To obey, the Bible says, is better. He said, look at, he said, this is where lies the delight of the Lord. Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifices. Aye, aye. To hearken than the fat of rams. To obey. You know, one of the things I see, I laugh people's stupidity or foolishness, spiritual foolishness. The scripture is powerful. If you don't obey it, there's no way for you. If you like, do 21 days white fasting. If there's a scripture standing against you, you'll be white in your white fasting. Husband, treat your wife as weaker vessel. Relate with them with wisdom so that your prayer will not be the require of sister Lusor hinder you. Men will not say hinder. They don't like that scripture. And so that scripture is in the word, is in the book of Peter. And somebody in with that scripture, we now go to a mountain in 7 days fasting. He has mistreated his wife before leaving, insulted her, called her witch, and said, you are the reason I'm not prospering. And now he now carried his Bible and went to the mountain. 7 days white fast. He's coming back empty. It's not a curse. It is the scripture. I assure you that the word of God can't be broken. He's coming back. And so when he comes back again, until he treats that woman well, his prayer remains hindered. And so people have, you know, do all kind of shadow boxing, not hitting the target, and come to a conclusion that this thing does not work. It works for those who know how it works. Praise God. This is Samuel talking to Saul. Saul, I want everybody wiped out. I don't want to see any living thing. And Saul said, when they got to battle, he speared the king and all the fat rams and brought them. In his mind, he was going to sacrifice. God didn't ask for sacrifice. His follow instruction was what, follow what I'm telling you, was what God said. Tell anyone that is outside there to come in or they go home. Anyone outside to come in. Or they go home from there. Let somebody serious go and tell them that. Praise God. You know, you see, when you try to help people, I don't know how else you can help people. And let me tell you something. We have nothing to offer. Aside the word of God and prayer, there's no how we can help you. Any man of God will be truthful to you. There is no how. I've said it again and again and I'm saying it. There's no how I'm going to help you as a pastor over you except by the word and prayer. If you think of any other way, count me out. And so when I spend hours preparing to ensure that you are properly fed. Yeah. And that's why it annoys me. Some of you, you come to church, you are not writing. Spend hours checking scripture after checking the right version that will give you an understanding. My wife can testify. Don't you think it's easy for me to just bring, there is a way I will preach to you, you will shout. All of you will start clapping for me, but you will not get anything out of it. But I'm teaching you in a way you will understand. You will grow by yourself. It's annoying that while the teaching is going on, some of you are just casually walking around. It's disobedience that the teaching of the word of God is going on. You are not writing. It's more a disobedience that you're not even sitting down. And you want your life to be correct. How? Because there's a prophecy over you that you will make it. You can't make it without a principle. You see, one of the reasons we are here as a church or as a denomination is because we have, by believing that prophecy alone will take us far in destiny. And because some of you have been hearing prophecies since when you were toddlers. Omo yo logo ni. That was the mentality you carried. Now you are 40 years ago. Because you will not obey principles. I remember I was doing one teaching one time. I said, don't just follow prophecy, follow principles. The two start with P. But holding one and running with it, it's better you don't have a prophecy over your life. And hold on. There are people who never heard prophecies, but they held the principle of the word of God and they succeeded. So you have prophecies. You have your diary filled with all kinds of prophecies. You are still a local champion, sir. Glory to God. Come on, I say glory to God. Our commitment to God is measured by obedience. Our commitment to God as individuals, as believers, is measured by what? Obedience. Measured by obedience. Men may applaud you by whatever you do that impresses them. But listen to me, you don't gain the attention of God. The way he sees commitment is different from how men sees commitment. The way God measures commitment is different from how men measure commitment. Anybody who sees Saul will say, how can Saul, what a king. Look at the kind of sacrifice he's doing like Solomon. He brought sacrifice, but God was not measuring it like that. He said, no. God knew his heart. God knew all of those things was not for him. So if you think it's money God wants, keep your money, sir. Keep it. Your soul is more important to him. Obedience is the only price for greatness in any endeavor in life. In any human endeavor in life, the only price for greatness is obedience. Write it down. The only price. Nobody rise to greatness by going in the way of disobedience. I tell you, if he rise, he will fall. I don't know where I was teaching, and by utterance, I got an utterance that if you rise in fame and you didn't rise in revelation, you are coming down. And that's why I see a lot of people rise. They are everywhere. People know them. After 5 years, you can't find them again. Do you know what made them rise? Strategies of men. Strategies. There is a way you can come to fame. You can populate a church by human strategy. But I tell you, anything that does not have God does not have longevity. Anything that does not have God does not have longevity in it. I've seen people in my little journey. I've seen men rise. But what sustains greatness? They don't have it. Obedience. It is obedience that sustains greatness. If you are rich, let me tell you one secret today. No matter how wealthy you become, if obedience is missing in your life, I tell you, it's a matter of time you will come to poverty. People may not know, because many of us like to cosmetic a lot of hypocrisy and pretense. Anyone who rise to whatever in the field in life, in ministry, in whatever, if you rise and not in the path of obedience, it's a matter of time. You are coming back. Because what sustains greatness is obedience to the word of God. Nothing more, nothing less.
And if you have chosen a path that is not a path of obedience, I tell you, it's the easiest way to come down. You want to come down. You want to be small. Just wake up and begin to disobey God. You don't need the devil to... You know, it's the devil that attacked me. No, it is your disobedience that opened a channel for attack. Don't do it, I will do it. Don't go there, I will go. Let me share my testimony with you. There was a car I bought one car one time. I want to tell you my testimony of disobedience. Few months before I will see that car, God showed it to me. What a merciful God. The Bible said that thou mayest be justified when thou anybody you see in any catastrophe as a believer, there is a way God has warned him or her. That the person didn't listen. When this great woman, Osinachi, when she died, people were lamenting. I told my wife, I said, this is not good and this is not God. I said, do you know there would have been a way God would have warned this sister? Desperation will not allow her to listen. Everything was okay but the future. God, you know, people ask God, why will you allow this happen? You, the people, don't know that God would have spoken to her before. Maybe a pastor would have counseled her and said, no, don't go this way. I said, no. He asked her. At the rising of her glory, at the rising of her glory, they cut her off. Her own husband. May you not marry your mother. Now listen. God showed me, it was a message. How many of you knew that my message? May you not see that message again. God showed me. I said, what kind of revelation is this? I saw Mercedes car. The bonnet has a little scratch like that. And somebody, I saw the Mercedes car without tire. That one doesn't need interpretation. It means you are going nowhere. You have the key. There is fuel inside. You have everything. But you are going nowhere. So I didn't take it serious until I saw a Mercedes car. Everything was fine. So I would paint it. And I remember that revelation. I said, the devil, liar, this is my car. Rabba Shekate Magaya. Doesn't matter. If you speak in tongue, in capital letters, you are still going. So my wife knew that message. I bought it. I was seeing on the first month. Everything was fine. Until one day. Thank God for mercy. I was rushing from that message. If you sit in a balanced car. So I was just overtaking cars, including trucks. And the message does not have a speedometer. So I don't know what speed I'm just be going until I now look back from the mirror and say, I'll now slow down. But that didn't bother me because I had mercies. Mercy. Mercy. Oh yeah. Trend is what made many of us go against the path of God. You want to trend. God does not trend with men. And so, I was speeding. All of a sudden, I pressed accelerator. Nothing was happening. Ha! And as I say, God have mercy. You told me this. God have mercy. Only God knew. Listen, the money that Moses took away from me was enough to buy another car. Anytime you walk on the path of disobedience, you pay more. Disobedience is costlier than obedience. Did you hear me? The price you pay for disobedience is more than the price for obedience. So why don't you choose obedience? It is cost. It is costly to service disobedience than to service obedience. I didn't have rest until I sold that car. The day I sold that car, peace came. Whatever you are holding in disobedience is the reason your peace are taken away.
And some of this peace that you think you have, you know, I just have peace. I just have peace. But there's a false sense of peace. False sense of peace. You think it's peace, it's not peace. Until the consequence started coming, you know that the peace wasn't from God. When I saw that, I said, God, multipada. Whatever he will not give you, don't try to have it. It's not that he doesn't love you. That thing is not the best for you. You are the one thinking, oh, if I can have this, that is not the best for you. So whatever God is restraining for you, it is not good for you. If you will not give me, let me not have it. If you will not give me, let me not have it. If it will not be from him, let me not have it. If you can walk with God that way, you'll be peaceful in your life. Obedience is the only price paid for greatness. Many destinies have failed because of disobedience. Early grave. Early journey to grave. Disobedience. You know, let me tell you where disobedient people are. I know their location. Prison yard. Not all the people in prison yard, majority. Number two, grave. Those who went to grave early. There's a path that seems right unto a man, but the end of it thereof is what? Solution. I have found out that no matter how much God shows you his love, if disobedience enters between you and God, there's no how the love will make him still in disobedience cover you. Anytime you walk against the word of God in disobedience, you have obeyed another law. Hear this and write it down. Anytime you walk in disobedience against the written word of God, you have obeyed another law. You have obeyed another spirit. You have obeyed another personality. So either way, you are in obedience somehow. In any time you are in disobedience to God, you are in obedience to another spirit. God said, my people should not be numbered. And the Bible says, and Satan provoked David. He went numbering the people. Don't count. And the Bible says, Satan influenced him. So he obeyed another spirit subconsciously. You hear people, when you talk to people, and when the, you know, the calamity has befallen them because of this, their disobedience, when you now ask them, you too, why did you do this? Like, I don't know why I did it. But you were told, I don't even know. Every negative influence on your life, they are broke this morning in the name of Jesus. You don't know why. You see somebody that, something that will put your entire family in trouble. Go and put your money in it. Why did you do it? I don't even know why. Now the children are suffering. You are suffering. Everyone around you is suffering from it. I remember one time, as soon as I got to school, you know, when you first go to school, people start connecting you to know who is who. I was seated on my own, and somebody said, this, he said, where, which department? Very subtle way. The devil have a subtle way of bringing us into this. Very, it will look like you have not done anything wrong at the initial stage. Say, oh, well, you are in what department? I said, accountancy. Yeah, this is the guy that used to, he said, so lecturer used to teach you. I said, yes. Doctor of this, I said, yes, he used to teach us. This is the guy that used to mark his paper. Oh, yeah, give him your matric number. You know, it sounds like, he's the one that used to mark his paper. So, say, oh yeah, bring it, I will help you. And T.O.T. help her, T.O.T. graduate. So, I now wrote my matric number and gave it to him. At the middle of it. It's good to have relationship with God. Do you know what I heard? Why did you give your matric number? I became restless. I couldn't sleep till the following day. I said, please, who is that guy that you say he used to mark? Tell him to give me my matric number. God told me, say, do you want me to help you?
or you want them to help you?
The, I just heard, why did you give them
your matric number?
Meaning he already has my matric number. But I took it away from him. Woe unto him that puts trust in the arm of flesh. I could not sleep. I went to meet the lady. I said, that guy. I said, call him. Tell him. I don't want him to help me. I don't want. She didn't know my encounter eyes. She saw me behaving strangely. And so when you behave like that, say, this is too much now. I did not try to help you. So you are lying. He does not complete a journey he didn't start. He will not sponsor an errand he didn't send you. His word will not allow him. So I took my matric number. And I saw God aided my journey all through my academics. Aya. Who have you given your matric number? Go and collect it. Connection, in the name of connection, connection, connection. Before you know it, you have replaced the place of God you have put man. I want to share a few things. Let me move faster. Obedience is a seed. Write it down. If you sow it, it may tarry. If you sow obedience, it is a seed. People may look at it that you are foolish. That everybody is following a shortcut. But you say, me, I will wait on the Lord. I will wait for the will of God for my marriage. Everybody say you are foolish. Don't you know you are growing old? Don't you see what others are doing? Just like somebody advised my wife when she first got a job in Lagos. They said, my wife, they told her, she has shared with you. Now go to ShopRite. Go to places where men will see you. By now, I may not marry her. Because we may not have met there. Some of you think it is how you work about. Let me use that word. Say, let me go. Somebody came one time. He said, let me teach you. No, you see, many of you don't know that subconsciously, social media is influencing your actions and decisions. And when we say, mind what you watch, you think, is it not just, I'll just laugh about it. But this, listen, in your consciousness, the message has been registered. So your actions and your decisions are influenced by what you see. So this lady came out and was doing a video and said, I'm going to give you 4 places if you are looking for a husband where you can find. Say, number 1, write it down, Barbin Saloon. Make sure you go on Saturday, you will see them there. Mad people too go to shave their hair. So if you go to Barbie Saloon, there are people who just left robbery and came to. So if you think Barbie Saloon will help you, let me not tell you the 3 others. Some of you have started writing it. That's not my teaching. Glory to God. So obedience is a seed and comes with a reward system. I have never seen anyone who obeyed God. And God, the Bible says, for God is not unjust to forget your work, your labor of love. I've never seen a man who sowed the seed of obedience and we go without being rewarded. Obedience. I was always there. And I was telling them, I said, 6 months to my wedding, God told me to resign and come to Ibadan. And I told them, I looked at it the other way around. I think I've been doing banking job now. Maybe I would have been promoted. And I'll still be doing small preaching, like, you know, still preaching. So people will be saying, Tubawaso. And 7 years of my life, I'll still be earning money. And listen to me. God will not stop feeding you in disobedience. They were disobedient for 40 years. The Bible says he brought them forth with silver and gold. There was none that was feeble among them in disobedience. Manna rain in the morning. They ate meat in the evening. So that you are having little prosperity. You are sleeping around with women. Money is still coming. You think that is God and does it. Because your interpretation of the approval of God is when you have little material prosperity here and there. You think that is divine endorsement. I come to announce to you that all the men that he fed for 40 years, none of them see Canaan. They were fed to their death. None of them. Only two. Two obeyed God. Only two. Joshua and Caleb. That was why the first thing he told Joshua was, look at the word. So that you don't perish your mates. None of them. They ate manna. Listen, bread fell from heaven. Even though they rebel against God, he didn't stop feeding them. Because you are earning 5-0 salary and you think it's all well in your disobedience. I'm sorry. Learn from Israel. Learn. He suffered no man to do them wrong in disobedience. Abooluwaunike. Emo buramo yao. Glory to God. Come on, I say glory to God. I know many of you don't like when I preach like this. You make it. Yeah. People like to be told they will make it in disobedience. There's a kind of making it that will not make you. So obedience is a seed. Obedience is a seed. Sow it. I told myself, I was in Elisha on Friday, and I told them, the Lord laid a word. Anytime I go for a sermon, I have a prophetic word for the people, apart from my topic of teaching. And the prophetic word I had for them was that, what is the greatest price that you cannot pay for your destiny to emerge? What is the price that is too much to pay for your destiny to emerge? That is too big. What is that thing that you say, I believe this? Even though I'm supposed to come after Isaac, he's supposed to be God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. But I'm not willing to pay to be hungry for a while that I may be part of the patriarch that will make the 12 tribe of Israel. I will rather eat. And he ate his destiny. What is the price? And let me tell you something. And listen to me. The dealings, the personal dealings of God in your life has to do with what he wants to do with you as a person. So what he's asking me to do might be different. Apart from the basic principle, I'm coming that to teach you different ways how God instructs us. There are things we call personal dealings. Personal dealings. What is the price? I need you to go and write it down. What is it that my flesh is not willing to let go and to let God? So that my destiny can emerge. And fight it. Kill it before it kills you. Because people are dead, are like, if your purpose die, you are not fit to exist. If your purpose coming here does not, it has been taken out, then there's no point staying. But God didn't create you so that you can have wife and have children, no. God is a purposeful creator. You are not an animal. I'm going to share with you, maybe in second service we'll continue, four ways God guide or instructs believers. Four ways God guide or instruct believers. Number one, prophetic instructions. Prophetic, true visions, true dreams, true prophecies. Job chapter 33 verse 14. This is very powerful.
Job 3:14.
But God speak again and again, though people did not recognize it. I love this version. Job 33:14. God speak again and again. For God does reveal his will. He speaks not only once, but more than once, even though men do not regard it. How many times have God in your dream come and warn you about a particular matter in your life? You saw it. A prophet came and told you, don't go in that path. Somebody who didn't know you passed you by and say, Niwaju yarabini. And you face the person, you will leave a key. Who will tell who is the key? He speaks in dreams. Is there anyone here who does not have dream? Dream is one of the way God speaks to you. At least you have one before you came here this morning. If you don't have anyone before you came, you have in the week. Every day, when you are calm from all your struggles and all your distortion and distractions, when you are calm in your bed, he comes to speak to your spirit that you will not go in the way of disobedience. You dreamt and you woke up and you concluded and say, Allah go. Oh my God. You see, some people just, you see, I have one dream. Just like some have one, they just trivialize the instructions of God. And after falling into trouble, you'll now be hearing things like, and I saw it too. And I saw it. Only that I didn't have interpretation. You didn't seek for it. Because the dream meant nothing to you. Any dream that means so, how can a king dream, did not remember the dream, and said anyone who didn't tell him the dream and the interpretation was going to die. He knew this was an important thing, even though he could not remember. He said, everyone will die until you dream my dream and tell me the interpretation. An unbeliever will say that, but a believer will come and say, Molala kaba she chora lala wanso abike yanti elowo dani. You know, when some people talk foolishly, I just look at them. He speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when this deep sleep falls upon people as they lie in bed. Aya. I remember one brother who told me, he said he had a dream that God told him. God told him in the dream, my name, showed him church, Spirit Life Church. And that's where your destiny is. He came here. He was earning 30,000. He said, when he first came in, our church, our former church, when he came in, when he saw we were using like shop, he said, can this be God telling me to come here? We did not look like whom God sent him to. But after a few months of staying in a small shop with us, in visions of the night. If you don't have a diary where you record visions and dreams, the ones told to you by God and by other people that God used to speak to you, you have not started. Who tell you that you will remember a vision after 5 years? The struggle of this country will not allow you. Go and write it down. And I revisit. I have as far back as 20 years ago, my dreams. I saw this many years ago. There's nothing that come my way a surprise. I have where I write them. So once in a while, I have very small like this. I open it. In fact, there is one in my bag right now. I carry it around right now. Either I understand or not, it does not matter at that time. I will write it down. He said, write the vision. Make it plain. Even though it may tarry, it what? Such that he that runs will run with the vision. You don't have what you are running with. That's why your journey is slow. You are not running. There is nothing that is pushing you. At times when I open that book, at times I just go. When I open it again, I increase my commitment because it's pushing me. When I see the things he told me 5 years ago, he increased my, so I start adjusting the areas where I am having lapses, my study life, I start adjusting. So when you don't have a vision that pushes you, you think you are running, but you're actually crawling. Because you have nothing to compare yourself with. You're only comparing yourself with your mate. They're comparing themselves with one another. They are not wise. Compare yourself with the visions of God over your life. That's why I'm at peace all the time. I'm not in competition with any minister of God in Seattle. Because what he has shown me, I have not entered it yet. When somebody said they wrote something about me on Facebook, I said the vision has not come to pass. They should start learning how to write. They will write plenty of things. We have not started. We have not. He speaks in dreams, oh my God, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls upon people as they lie in bed. He whispers in their ears, terrifies them with his warnings. At times you wake up from sleep sweating, all of your bones cracking. You still go, what he's warning you against? Still go in the direction. You wake up as if you are just in the reality of what is happening. He causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. He keeps them from the grave, from crossing over the river of death. I'm going to read verse 20 because verse 19 it's without understanding. Verse 20, they lose their appetite and do not care for even food, the most delicious. They waste away like skin bones. Okay, let me stop here. Have you learned something? I'm supposed to tell you 4 ways. I'm going to continue the second service because of our time. 4. If you take note of these 4 ways, success, prosperity is inevitable. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Rise up to your feet. I'd like you to take this song.
Patience words, ever true. It's changing me and you, changing me. I'm an anena and changing you. See, we have come.
Ah!
We open up.
Glory to the Lord in the highest. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by God's word through his servant, Prophet Cherub Obadare. Do you have questions? Do you have inquiries? You can reach out to us on 080-9092-5555 or on Facebook at Cherub Obadare Ministries, or you can also go on Play Store to download our Google app at Cherub Obadare Online. Finally, you can reach us on www.spiritlifecns.com. We'll be glad to hear your testimonies and to hear from you. Keep living the Word of God by proofs.